Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. In yesterday's Daf, we learned about the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon about when the Torah was given. So the Gemara is going to ask kashas on Rabbi Yossi and kashas on the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yossi holds that the people were told to separate from their wives on a Wednesday, 3 days before the Torah was given, 3 days before Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara asks that it says in the Torah, Kedashtem Hayom Umachar. Hayom Umachar means today and tomorrow that the men have to separate from their wives. That seems to suggest that there are only 2 days of separation, not 3 days of separation, like Rabbi Yossi suggests. So Rabbi Yossi answers, no, that's a reflection of the fact that Moshe was Mosef Yomechon Midaito. Moshe on his own decided to add an extra day. So Enochinami, the original command was for only 2 days, but they actually separated from their wives for 3 days. The Gemara then brings a brisa that supports Rabbi Yossi. The brisa says, Shlosh Dvar Moshe Moshe Midaito V'Hiskma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo, that there were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to him. The first of them was that he was Mosif Yom Echad Midaito, that he added one more day before Kabbalah Satorah, like we just said, in defense of Rabbi Yossi. How do we know that Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado, that Hashem agreed with what he did? Because Hashem didn't bring his Shechina ad Safra de Shabbata, until the morning of Shabbat. So obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show up until a day later, he was happy about the fact that Moshe added another day. Second thing Moshe did Midaito was Pirish Mina Isha. After Kabbalah Satorah, everyone was allowed to return to their wives, but Moshe decided that he was going to stay separated from his wife. So, Minolam Diskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado, how do I know that Hashem agreed to what Moshe did? Because the Pasuk says, Va'ata po amodi madi, that Hashem said to Moshe, you stay with me while everyone goes back to the tent. Third thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own was the Shavar HaSaluchos, that he broke the Luchos when he came down from Har Sinai and he saw the Jewish people worshipping the Egel Azav. So, Minolam Dismal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yado, how do I know that Hashem was okay with that? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Shibarta, which Reish Lakish understands to mean a Lashon of Ishur, that you're correct, it's a good thing, Asher Shibarta, to break the Luchos. So, Yashu Kochacha, Asher Shibarta. The Gemara goes on to ask on the Rabbanon from two different prices that seem to say that the 15th day of Nisan was on a Thursday that year. And if you had the 15th days, if you do the cheshbonos of the 15th day of Nisan was on a Thursday, so that means another 15 days of Nisan plus 29 days of Iyar, that would make Rosh Chodesh Sivan on a Sunday, which would follow Rabbi Yossi, not the Chacham. The Chacham held that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So the Chacham answer, the Sivan of that year was 30 days, not 29. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Iyar rather, of that year was 30 days, not 29. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. The Chacham give the same answer to the next question posed by Rav Papa, when he also had a brisa that seemed to say that the 15th day of Iyar of that year was on a Shabbos. So again, he said that they changed it, that the month of Iyar had a different amount of days than it normally has, and therefore the cheshbonos are a little bit off. But then the Gemara brings a brisa that goes against both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Vayhi b'chodesh rishon b'shana ha'shenis b'echol d'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan. Pasuk is referring to the day the Mishkan was put up, and teaches us also yom natal eser ataros. The day the Mishkan was put up, there were 10 crowns that were taken by that day, and one of those crowns is that it was the first day of Maisa Bereishis, the first day that the world was created. So the Mishkan was completed on what was the first day of the creation of the world? On a Sunday. So the Gemara goes on to say that this price is both against Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, because this the pasuk Vayhi b'chodesh rishon b'shana ha'shen is b'echol d'chodesh hukam b'mishkan, referring to the day the Mishkan was put up, and teaches us that it was clearly the Mishkan was completed on a Sunday. Now, generally speaking, whenever you're dealing with a Jewish year, you always go back 4 days. If you want to figure out what day of the week this date was last year, you'd go forward 4 days if you want to figure out what it's going to be next year. So you'd go back 3 days if you want to figure out what it was last year, because the Jewish calendar has 354 days. So the Mishkan was built on Echad Nisan of the second year, right? And that was on a Sunday. So Echad Nisan of the first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim must have been on a Wednesday. So if that's true, then Iyar of that year began on a Friday, Sivan began on a Shabbos. And that's a kasha both on Rabbi Yossi and the Rabban, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Sivan began on a Sunday, the Rabban holds it began on a Monday. So how could we have over here a brisa that seems to say clearly from the pasuk that it began on a Shabbos? So the Gemara says no, that rule of the 4 day differential from 1 year to the next is in a standard year when, that has 6 months of 30 days and 6 months of 29 days. But sometimes they have to adjust the calendars to be able to make the lunar calendar fit with the solar calendar, and sometimes you could have 7 months that have 30 days. So the Gemara answers that according to Rabbi Yossi, there must have been 7 months that had 29 days and 5 months that had 30 days in the first year. And according to the Rabbanan, there must have been 8 months that had 29 days and 4 months that had 30 days during the first year. And that way all of the cheshbonos work out.